Welcome to the Abel Llerena Audio Experience, Episode 5. And James, bro, thank you for joining us tonight. James,
thank you Lance. For having me. Thank you for having me, sir.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, because I really didn't expect this tonight. But, bro, I wanted to talk about how I first met you, and it wasn't in person. It was through social media. And you were featured in Que Vola Podcast, Episode 31, and that's our boy Darwin Figueroa. And you were featured on that. And that's how I met you, through social. And then I connected with you.
And, yes, sir.
But, yeah, man, let's talk about your journey. Let's talk about your journey. And I know that we talked about passions and everything. But let's talk about what your passions are. Let's let the people know, not only of South Florida, but Central Florida, know what your journey is.
Most definitely.
Where did it start?
It started in Broward County. That's where it all started. My whole journey started there. That's why I ended up, I feel like the hardest part of my journey in my life was up in Broward. And that's basically what the writing process started for me.
So did you grow up in Broward or?
No, nah, I was born in Queens, New York.
Queens, gotcha.
Yeah, and I stayed up there till like I was 6. And
then you hit the Sunshine State.
Correct. Then my mother, I was born in Queens, and then I lived in Long Island. And then from there, you know, I hit Broward.
You splash into the 954.
Yes, sir. Correct. But I've been everywhere. That's the thing. Like I've always moved constantly. So when I ended up being back in Broward as a teenager, I ended up going through a struggle. You know, and that right there actually helped me evolve mentally, and it forced me to, you know, to really have to hustle and really have to work hard for me to be able to have a roof over my head or food on the plate. And that's where it all started. That's where my journey began, Broward County.
Wow, man. I'll tell you, man, I don't know much about Broward. I know a little bit about, obviously, Hollywood. Like we talked, I grew up in Hialeah, so that was pretty much where I stayed. Maybe going to Apalaca or maybe Carroll City, Miami Lakes. That was about it. You know, Miami Gardens, every once in a blue moon, the beach was like going on a road trip.
Yeah.
You know, and you would just stay in Hialeah. But, you know, I know Broward's completely different.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's a different vibe. Yeah, completely. So, what high school did you go to? You graduated from Broward?
I graduated from Miami Coral Park.
Coral Park.
School by yeah. Sweetwater, yeah.
Yeah, yep. I know where Coral Park is. I graduated from Hialeah High.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Went there for a year, though. I went there for a year only, like my last year.
Wow.
And then before that, I was in MacArthur.
MacArthur. Man, let me tell you, man, everybody who I'm talking to is graduating from MacArthur. What's the trip? Like, all the creatives ended up in MacArthur. I see a trend. That's awesome.
I mean, if you're from Miami, man, obviously the MacArthur that's popular is the one that's down south.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but the one that I went to was the one in Broward, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, man, so let's talk about your passions, man. So this started at what age? You said this started, you were struggling, you're in Broward.
It started, that was around when I was 16 years old. That's when it started, when I was 16. I had gotten into, you know, the situation for me in that time was rough, you know, because it was a new experience to me to be out on my own. Before that, I was living with my mom in Colombia. And when we made the decision, you know, you got to go back to the States because, you know, that's where you're from and that's where you're going to get your education. When I came over here, things didn't work out as we had planned, you know, staying with some of my family members, you know, it didn't go as we hoped so. And I was, you know, like I had to take command. I had to do my own thing. And that's, you know, that journey, that hustle is basically what I write about. Even to this day, you know, it's a mindset that you got to work hard. You got to hustle in order for you to achieve whatever you want to do. And from that early age in my life, where I was forced to do it, it's kind of it kind of implemented in my head that, you know, this is the way to make things happen, to hustle.
Yeah, man. And, you know, it's interesting because what's on my head right now is, you know, this started early for you. And obviously, I'm working social media.
Correct.
Social media. And social media to me is just platforms and different methods of communication to reach the end consumer, the person who's consuming this podcast, the person who's consuming the content that we're creating, whether it's music, whether it's photography, whether it's basket weaving, whatever.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. I'm simply me. I'm sitting on the green chair from Las Crónicas of the Green Chair web series behind the scenes plug in, by the way, because I'm inside the garage instead of the driveway, which okay. is where I film the web series. With that, I feature passion and culture between Central and South Florida alike through a unique web experience. Well, what's unique? 400 trillion to one chance of you being you.
Yeah.
So, you know, 400 trillion, one chance of you being you. And now you said you grew up, you were born in Colombia, and then you went to Queens, you bounced around, and you
No. I was born in Queens, but you were born in Queens. Yeah, I lived in Colombia for 4 years.
And okay, what age? Because that's that was very dramatic at that age. What year?
I went when I was 12, and I came back when I was 16.
12. Those are so for between 12 and 16, and what years were that in Colombia?
That was probably 09.
09.
Yeah, I left in 09 and came back in 2012.
Okay. All right. Not as rough as I, because I'm older than you.
Yeah.
So I was thinking it was older. So things in Colombia were changing a little bit for the better. I know mm-hmm. that. But yeah, man. So now you find yourself in the 954. You're going through all these struggles. Man, there's a lot of young people, bro, that I could assure you are going to be listening to the content that you've already created, that you're creating, that we're creating together. And let's speak into those people's lives, bro, because I want to give people value. If there's no value to what we're doing, then what's the point?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of young people. You found a positive way to do something, because I'm learning from your story, bro, because I chose differently, but this is not my story. This is your story. I did other things that hurt me as well, but you know, it was different. For you, you chose music. You chose poetry. You chose to write. You chose to express yourself on paper, because I mean, that was paper and pencil, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, where did that go?
From there, it went to basically in high school, you know, sitting in the lunchroom, just hanging out and, you know, just telling the people around there. I had like two boys at that time, and I told them, yo, I wrote this last night. Like, what do you think about this? And then when I would spit it to them, they'll think, yo, that's fire. You know, that's dope. Right. And then, you know, that energy that they gave me, you know, it kind of inspired me to continue. And I just kept it moving. And then when I transferred over to Cole Park, I ended up meeting this kid named JD and Chris. And JD had a studio in his room, the house studio, and we were recording the bathroom. And then right there, it just started evolving. So little by little, I went from like recording myself with an iPad in my closet to going to JD's house and recording, you know, in his room to a bathroom. And then I got connections, you know, by going out and exposing myself, networking, to a studio, to a professional studio. And then, you know, from there, just started escalating, like a little snowball effect. You know, when you have a little snowball, you know, you start pushing it. But once it starts getting enough momentum, then you start getting those connections flowing in.
Yeah, it's so true, bro. It is so true, because I know that my journey, I mean, as far as the creative, if you will, I mean, it's longer than that. But from the time that I said, okay, I'm going to execute, I'm going to take action, I've been listening to Gary Vee for a couple of months. Somebody connected me with him on social, who I'm trying to feature as well soon. They just had a baby as well. So it's everybody has been influential, bro. Somebody gave me the chair. somebody connected me with Gary V, mentioned him. I blew off the name. I got in my car, forgot Gary V.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, this cat sends me a link on Facebook, on Messenger. And that's how I got turned on to Gary V. And from there, I just started consuming it.
Okay.
Consuming everything, 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 to the point where I was making people in my inner circle upset. They're like, dude, this is crazy. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, this is fire.
Yeah.
I need to follow this because I don't know where this is going, but I'm here to tell you. But what it's done is that the process, he's always talking about the process.
Yeah, it's always a process.
If the passion is process, if this process is either all in or get out, there's nothing. There's nothing in the middle. You know, Gary talks about his new shoes, you know, clouds and dirt, and then now he's got another shoe. And I mean, he's got so much stuff he can't keep up, but he's working, bro. He's working.
He's consistent.
He's consistent. He's putting in the time, but the stuff works. But what I'm seeing with your story is that it's true, just like it's been true for me. It's that you started in a closet, in a bathroom, and eventually it took you out. It exposed you. It took you out into the street. It took you outside of a room, of a space.
Yep.
It did the same thing for me because I started with the green chair. Nobody's coming to the green chair. Everybody's like, what's the deal with La Crónicas of the Green Chair? I haven't seen a person. I started interviewing beer cans and stuff just to show people this is what I'm trying to do.
Why?
And you know, it just started. It was fun. The whole process has been fun. I've learned. And patience is a huge part. And that's something that a lot of people are not patient. So they want it now, now, now. The process. Do you believe that you are in love with this process?
I'm obsessed with it, man. Honestly speaking, I'm obsessed with the process. It's something that I learned that, you know, one of the words that you said is very important, patience. I'm not where I want to be. I know I got to push to 100%, but I'm enjoying the journey, you know, because I know I'm going to continue pushing. And once I get to where I want to be, I'm not going to be back in the positions that I was in the past. So it's about enjoying each story, each chapter of the process that you're going through. Because let's say right now I could be talking to you, and then next week I could probably be signing a record deal, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and people think about, yo, I want this now, 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 now. And then you don't know how much time ends up going by, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And they're going by, and you're just obsessed with, y'all want this thing now, now, now. But, and once you get it, you look back, and it's those 4 or 5 years that you went through the whole process, you didn't enjoy it. So you just basically wasted 4 or 5 years of your life where you could have been enjoying it, knowing that you're going to get there eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying. The practicality of the way I process it is, hey, check this out. You know, I'm doing this. I'm having fun. That's my measuring stick.
Okay.
My measuring stick is very basic, very elementary.
All right.
It's fun. If it's not fun, I'm not doing it. If it makes me anxious, if this, that, the other, are there going to be butterflies? Yeah. I remember the first time that I actually sat. It was a compulsive thing. And I sat on the chair. And I did a commercial for an energy drink. And the next thing you know, I'm talking to the CEO. Wow. I hit him up, bro. I hit him up for a while to the point where he's so wrapped up on what he, it was nothing personal. He's got a lot of stuff going on. I just, you know, he didn't see value yet.
Correct.
I haven't forgot about him yet. He might have forgot about me, maybe, but I haven't forgot about him, and you never know. So that's why I say, let's talk to young people, alike with any age group, but specifically because your struggle started so early on and you were going through what you were going through. And there's got to be people that are going through similar stuff, regardless of what the stuff is.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the age is. And I really believe that speaking into that process that specifically with what you're learning with what you're doing? Because another thing recently, and I've had to call myself out, and things have changed in my head as well for me. And it's like, if I get a no, I would use that feel of the no to kind of bash the wall harder. And that's not right. That's wrong. Because what I do is that because it's fun. Remember, it's elementary. It's basic. It's very practical. Because it's fun, I do it. And if, let's say I do an episode and the entire episode drops, it's okay. We'll do another episode. The second episode, I've always learned when that does happen, because it's happened to me already, it's always better than the first time. It's just because the process is fun. So let's say that, you know, I give. People are like, what do you want? People weirded out locally. They were weirded out. Everybody who I'm connecting with is in South Florida, ironically.
Okay.
Which is interesting, because you want to connect with people locally. So the people locally have a trust issue. And it's because the culture here is completely different to the culture in South Florida, period. It's when you come up here, once you leave, what do you say? You're from Broward. I'm from Dade. What do you say when you leave?
Nah, I'm in Dade County.
You're in Dade County.
Yeah.
So from Dade, I would say, man, I don't know. For me, maybe I'm biased, but I would say north of the Palmetto, that's Broward to me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the cultures are different, man. Regarding your journey, the process, the culture that you're in, how could you give back without any expectation? When you put that energy out, when you put that creative flow out there, let's talk about that.
Basically, to me, the way to give out, man, is one, based on the experience that I already went through, you know, keeping a positive mindset and thinking maybe there's a kid out there that's probably going through the same thing that I went through when I was that age, you know, and then being able to speak it and saying, yo, you could make it past that. There's a passing point through that, you know, you're not going to live in that stage of your life forever. Unless if you actually put in the work. So the thing that I will be able to give out is that value of my experience. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. And I'll tell you, man, and this is something that Gary Vee talks about a lot, and it's very simple, is that the process is not being recorded. Like for me, that's very heavy on my head, by the way.
Okay.
Because from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to sleep, literally, you should be documenting.
Why?
That's the way I see it. Because that's why reality TV was so hot.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, even though a lot of it was, and it quickly turned into garbage. You know, it was all doctored up and it wasn't real. And there's a lot of that and the creative community as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Recently. Yeah, there's a lot of fluff. There's a lot of fluff. But I'm here to tell you, man, when I went recently to South Florida, I met with Darwin and we met at Versailles and we had lunch and it was just really good time. We caught up after talking on social. We talked for 4 hours, bro.
Wow.
4 hours on the table. And then we met the next day in South Beach. There was a production taking place. He invited me. It was really cool. Behind the scenes, just I was like, wow. The next day I had another meeting. That's when I met Christian Portilla. I know you met her as well from Rome Free Rights. And I know she does the podcast Meet Them Mondays as well.
Correct.
And so I actually met her and her wife and her fam and everybody, and it was really cool to be invited into that community, man. And it was just awesome, dude. And but when I went, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. The culture in South Florida is completely different, man. There's a lot to learn, but I've been connecting. It's interesting for me. I've been connecting with people from South Florida. And now is when people from local in Central Florida are like, whoa, what's going on? Which is what I've always thought is like, hey, I'm seeing cultural changes take place in Central Florida right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of talking to people about it. I'm just going to start documenting.
Why?
Because people are like, they're looking at me, and I just posted something on cannabis culture, mm-hmm. From Gary V on my IG account, Yerena Media. And that's something to look into as well. And I'm telling you, it's the same thing. So, I mean, let's go back into that, man. When you give back into that space, those kids, those young people, how do you go about tying all that up, bro, with your day as you document your creative flow? I mean, tell us about your day when you wake up. What do you do?
Say that again, my bad, man.
Let's say when you wake up in the morning and you go out there and you're going to carry out your daily.
My daily routine?
Routine. How do you give back? Show people how to start. Because people might be taking notes. People might be, you know, doing, like, I started doing spoken word. I got some spoken word that I did personally.
Yeah.
Years ago. That's how I started. I wanted to go out. I even started, a buddy of mine started a page called Soldiers for Truth, the number 4 Truth. And we wanted to go out and just do spoken word and get behind a mic. Wow. We never did it. It was all hype and we never did it.
Okay.
But because we never did it, that kind of tasted bad. And that always stayed in the back of my head.
You gotta try it.
And I held myself accountable and I was like, wait a minute, I gotta do it. So even with what I do, I mean, it's not like I'm a DJ and stuff.
Yeah.
But you got to start doing loops with music. You got to really, it's all part of one. It mm-hmm. really is. Tell us about your one day as a creator, as an artist.
Well, first things first, man, I got to, you know, my number one position is being a family man. I'm a father figure. So, you know, early in the mornings, either me and my chick, we get our kid ready. And, you know, make sure that he gets to school, he gets his breakfast, he gets, you know, dressed, showered, everything. And then from there, it's basically, it depends. It depends what's scheduled on for the day. Maybe there's like a studio session. Every day is different, you know, or either I'm out in the street hustling or just linking up with people, networking, going out. Like you said, the open mics things. I used to go to a lot of open mics, probably like a year ago. I tried every single open mic in Miami. And when I get back to the house, you know, maybe I just go to the computer and I start, talking to producers. They probably send me links to my email. I start checking out, you know, each beat one by one until I feel inspired to a specific beat that I hit, and I just start writing to it. You know, maybe I just crack open a beer, you know, and just start writing.
So you get the inspiration from beats, or do you get the inspiration from anything? Anything can hit you with inspiration. You get inspired.
It depends based on my emotion. It depends based on my emotion. So let's say, like, if, you know, something happened in my life that I feel just angry and I feel just pissed, mm-hmm. then I look for something with a high tempo type of or something where I could snap on. You know what I mean? So I could just get this shit off my chest. So that's what I look for. If I feel, you know, if I'm in a good mood, regular mood, then I'll take my time listening to every single type of beat. But if I'm pissed, then I'm just looking for that one beat to get the shit off my chest, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Because it's, as you start learning about culture, it's crazy, man. Because graffiti culture, man, mm-hmm. there's so much expression. There's so much expression, dude, with graffiti culture. It's crazy. But completely misunderstood on both sides of the fence. You know, so, I mean, it's the same thing. It's a form of expression. It's a form of communication. I love it all, bro. I mean, my thing is passion and culture. So it don't take much. I mean, anywhere where there's passion and culture, I'm there. But, man, you know, you go about your inspiration. You do your thing. Obviously, this is your life. So you're what do you do for a living? This is it?
Nah, man, I do a lot of things, man, on the side.
You do what you got to do. Yeah.
I do what I got to do, man. Whatever produces me the bread, you know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like me, man. It's like I've been in the medical field. I've been in it for 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's not my passion.
Okay. That's good.
It's not my passion. I'd rather meet you the way I met you any day of the week than to meet you on a stretcher or in an emergency room or in a freezer. Wow. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so to me, this is cool. I'm very happy in meeting you this way.
That's good.
You know, you make a choice in life, you know, but I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Am I happy at work? Hey, bro, listen, it's a struggle, brother. It's not this. It's all I know.
Yeah.
You know? But it pays the bills, and they take care of me. I got benefits. I can't complain. Do I want to do that for the rest of my life? Absolutely not. But in transition, you know, you have to do what you have to do. In between, I do everything else. So I've learned how to maximize time, become efficient with my time. You've mm-hmm. had to learn to become efficient with yours.
Yeah.
Your family, obviously, your lady helps you. Organization of scheduling for sessions or all that stuff. You do all that stuff yourself.
Yeah, everything. I'm very on top of time. I'm very on top of being clean, organized. It's. I feel like a lot of people just judge me based on my look. You know what I mean? Just because I'm tatted up, but I'm a very organized person. I like numbers. I like doing business a lot. So, it's something that really defends me, you know, in the outside world.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that was something that you touched on. Just tweak the fiber, because in me, that what was life changing for me 10 months ago, really uh-huh. was. When the opinion of other people died in my head, it was so quiet, bro. And at that point,
the opinion of other people died in your
head. In my head. So I respect the opinion of anybody.
Yeah.
But I don't hold the value of their opinion higher than my own opinion in my own head.
You can't do that, because then you break yourself down.
That's it, bro. You break yourself, man, and don't say you bottle that stuff up, and the next thing you know,
you know how many times I get people just that talk down on me behind my back and in front of me. Yeah. Like today, I had a person tell me that I'm not shit. Just a regular ass dude. Tell me you ain't shit. You know? But if you let all you know, people and I posted this on my story the other day, you know, you can't let miserable souls damage a day that God has blessed you with. You got me? If you got another day of life, that's a blessing. To me, I see it as a blessing.
Oh, yeah. But even that miserable soul,
yeah,
they just lost perspective, bro. You see what I'm saying? They just lost perspective because they're miserable because they lost perspective.
Yeah.
If they would have had true perspective, they would be happy as fuck. But they're not. So what happens is they've lost perspective. I know that struggle. Trust me.
Yeah.
I could put a PowerPoint on that one. But, yeah, no, for sure, bro. I get you with that. But that regular person might not know it today, but depends on how you deliver that response. Because that doesn't make nobody feel good. Yeah. If somebody would have approached me in the street and said, hey, bro, you ain't shit, maybe my ego kicks in. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been put in that situation yet.
Nah, but you know, it's also it could be their perspective, but also, as you know, I'm not doing anything that you can't do for yourself.
Absolutely. You got me? Absolutely. So
So for you to come at me in a certain type of, you know, hostile way is, to me, it's not acceptable. I'm not going to accept that in my book, you know, at all. You got me? I go out to the street. When I go out, you know, I'm very respectful to everybody, you know? And the way that is, man, anyone could be a creative, man. I feel like everybody in this world is the artist themselves. They just haven't realized it. You know, I feel like the way that the system is in around the world or here in America, it's a specific system that is built that when you're little, they put into your head, this is what you got to do when you grow up. You go to school, you know, go to college, you start working within the field that you graduated from, and it just goes on and on and on. You got me? They always implement this thing that you got to save your money. Don't touch your money.
The rat race.
Got
to
save your money. Don't touch your money. But they never tell you, especially in schools, they never tell you or show you, hey, you know what? You putting the money to the side or you putting this amount of money into the bank, it's just sitting and rotting there. It's not making you anything. It's not generating any money if you just have it sitting to a side. You got me? So system teaches you to be scared.
Yeah. Fear.
It teaches you to be exactly to have fear. Mm. It teaches you to be scared to invest, to play with your money. If you don't do that, you're never gonna double up. Scam money don't make no money. And that's one thing that I've learned. So me implementing that into my lifestyle, you know, sometimes you have people that don't agree with that. And just because you have a different perspective and you're doing something completely different, they wanna tell you, hey, you know what? Well, I don't agree with what you're doing. Let me just talk down on you. Yeah. Let me bring you down from where you think, you know, you might be at.
Yeah.
And people want to break you down, man. People want you to not be happy. People want to see you be sad. People want to see you be miserable.
But that's truly insecurity. If you think about it, it's all insecurity. It's all insecurity.
And like I said, there's nothing that I'm doing that you can't do for yourself.
Yeah. It's in a very, I don't know if it's twisted, in a very interesting way, and I've started to talk about it. In a very interesting way, I've learned to like. I can't say love because love is a strong word, bro.
Yeah,
I've learned to like the nose.
Go back.
I've learned to like the nose, but I've also learned how to become better at processing.
The nose?
Not the nose. The nose really don't bother me. It's like when I get the nose, like, all right, sweet, I got another nose. That's awesome.
On to the next one, yeah.
Yeah, on to the nose, because I'm not expecting a yes. So when I get a yes, I'm like, dang, you know, it's a surprise.
But,
you know, it's like a birthday, dude. Like, yeah, I didn't realize today was my birthday.
Yeah.
You know, so I have fun. I record it. I do my thing. I learn. I don't know where this is going to evolve into. I don't know.
Of course.
You know, I could.
You never know, man.
I could put in my bio. I could put in my bio film director.
Yeah.
I could put in my bio entrepreneur. You know, when I started Llerena Media, I started Llerena Media simply because of the thesis that has been proven to work over time. Like Gary Vaynerchuk has talked about and is continuing to talk about. And I'm like, you know, Vayner Media, Llerena Media. Very simple. I understand the value of Spanglish, Las Crónicas of the Green Chair web series. My name, I understand branding, Ave Llerena. So the Ask Gary V show, the Ask Ave Llerena show. I brought the Ask Ave Llerena show, no reservations, in honor of the legacy of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring that in because Anthony Bourdain was very influential in my life for many years. I wanted to bring that in because legacy for me was something that I wanted to bring in as well. So how was I going to bring in legacy? Well, my dad left Cuba with $5 and I picked up those $5 hypothetically. And I started $5 flip, $5 FIVE. Dollar DOLLA flip, hashtag $5 flip. And I started parking content, me going to garage sales, just like Gary's going out doing trash talk. I'm going out hitting garage sales, flipping. The problem was I haven't learned the process completely. I know how to buy the stuff. but I'm not able to flip it. So I'm stockpiling stuff.
Okay.
So I'm learning through that process as well. I can't say I'm an entrepreneur unless I buy and I flip. If I start buying and flipping continuously, not perhaps every time, you're going to fail.
That's what you got to do. Before you buy, you got to know how you're going to flip it.
Exactly. You got to know what you're buying. There's a process. But yeah. Those ain't failures. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a live auction coming up.
Okay.
With $5 flip. But that's something else that I'm doing. But what is $5 flip? $5 flip is a platform that I'm recording, documenting a little bit of content. I've documented crazy content, but I've documented some content, giving it a test. It's been a beta test. So see if it's true that trash talk works, because Gary Vee is Gary Vee and Ask Bell Llerena, Javier Llerena. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
two different people. His influence is completely different from mine. So I can't compare apples with oranges. So I was like, okay, if I go out there, if I could buy this and flip it, and I started buying stuff and I started flipping and selling stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm buying it for 50 cents. I'm selling it for $5. I'm making crazy amount of profit and I'm becoming my own producer for my own two web series that I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's what's happening. Then the music, and then I'm learning from all you guys, bro. Everybody who I'm interviewing is teaching me. I'm learning because I got to edit all this stuff. I got to do this. I got to do the sound. You got all the behind the scenes stuff that you're doing. Let's talk about that, bro. Because I mean, there's a lot of people. I think if people could take two things from this episode, would be separate fantasies from dreams. I believe that dreams could be obtainable. They're positive. They're healthy. They're achievable. And fantasies are not healthy, they're not achievable, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And if there's no passion, you're never going to realize which one is which. You're going to have to go and take action and go. If it's not passion, you'll know, because you're not going to get there. You'll know in time. Time will tell. But obviously, you're putting music out there. You're going out. You're grinding. You're still writing. You were featured. I mean, what was the last work that you did that you recorded? What was your last album?
I don't have an album yet. I don't have one now. But the last single that I did put out was the intro from a tape that I'm actually working on called The Prodigy 2.
The Prodigy 2. And how can people find this? How can people find you on social media if they want to connect with you?
Wherever you are, if you have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just at James Lenz. If it's on Instagram, it's gonna be the first person that pops up. If you're looking me up on Twitter, same thing. Facebook, James Lenz. You know, I'm gonna be the first one that shows up. You're either gonna see me with a microphone, or you're gonna know it's me. You're gonna tell it's me.
Dollar. But you know, this is social media, bro, is interesting, because I would love to see. I don't even know. I'm sure there's somebody out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know The Rock is somebody who does a lot of content throughout his day.
Correct.
I don't know what that entails. I don't know if that entails, obviously, several people following you everywhere you're going. Going, working out, doing whatever. I wonder how that would work out if somebody started doing that down there in the process, like documenting the process. Like for you, for you is important, because you got time. You got nothing but time. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22, brother. Wow. Yeah, man. You got time, bro. You got a lot of time. You got a lot of time. You got about 80, 90 years on you, bro, if you take care of yourself. And I'm here to tell you, man, it's you could do a lot, because you could start documenting that process. That could be your videos, because your work is your daily life. That's what you're recording. You're putting it out there. You're you. And when you're putting that out there, you could be capturing that not only in video but in sound as well. And that could be your tracks, bro. That could be your albums. There's a lot of stuff to do. For example, like lives on social media. I have a buddy of mine last night who he just did it for the first time recently. He went live. He's a DJ, but he started DJing live.
Gotcha.
And I said, good, I like it. But why don't you start doing this? The people that are the two or three people that are on live with you right now, lower the music a little bit, talk to them a little bit, ask for a song request, and throw a party, bro. You know, and the next thing you know, you got your own radio station.
Yeah.
That's
not bad.
I said, start doing that. You got to start thinking. And the next thing you know, you start drinking a beer. Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? Hey, Jay Wakefield Brewing Company, check this out, bro. I love your beer. So check it out, bro. I love you because the best Florida wises come from Jay Wakefield Brewing Company in Wynwood, Florida. So here you go. Crack it open. Hey, guess what? Let's invite Mr. J over to the studio and let's do a collaboration with Mr. J. Next thing you know, you might have your intro on a beer bottle and Wynwood. That's how I work. That's how I process, dude. Like when I get zoned in, bro. You know?
Yeah.
And I start, and some people can't take that. Some people get weirded out by it. Some people get, that's cool, but you know, it's the process is the thing, man. James Lance, it's easy to connect with you. Obviously, it's the music is that form of expression for you right now. You have an intro. I would love to have you, man, as a guest on La Crónicas of the Green Chair web series. You have an open invitation, brother. Whenever you come up to Central Florida, if you come up to the Kissimmee St. Cloud area near Disney, I'm very close. And yeah, bro, I would love to feature you on La Crónicas of the Green Chair web series.
Let's make it happen. Yeah.
If I go down to South Florida, because remember, mm-hmm. people were weirded out. People were like, I don't know about this dude's driveway, this green chair. Is he a serial killer? Is he a rapist? What's going on? People didn't know, bro. People didn't know. People were like, what's going down? Like this dude. And you start going into the cities.
Yeah.
And you start going into the cities' IG accounts and you start going to their tag sections. You start seeing my stuff.
Wow.
And people were like, what's going down? The other day, my daughter went to the gas station. They're like, it started raining. You know, I live in a small town, though. It's not Miami.
Yeah.
You know, that's our slogan, small town life. So you can imagine. It's a small town compared to Miami, but it started raining and there was two ladies there like, oh, we'll give you a ride. We know your dad. He's the guy that does all the social media stuff. And we were like, oh man, that's crazy. Like, you know, the word gets out, but it's a relational thing. It's all about relationship. And
it is,
it's a beautiful thing, man. I love your heart, man. I love to see where this whole thing's going to go. That's the part that's tough because I want to fast forward and see and get to see and experience. But bro, I love your flow. I was able to go through not your Twitter, but I was able to go through your IG account and I went through Get Well Out podcast episode 31 and I saw those snippets.
That was a good interview. He did a good interview. I liked it. It was fun.
It's yeah, man. He's just a chill guy. Darwin Figueroa is just a chill dude. He's really the first person that I could say that I connected with in South Florida. That was like the person.
That's good.
That I connected with from all the people.
But that's South the thing. Florida. That's the thing that people gotta understand.
That's man. Right.
There's a lot of people. That's there's a lot of other local artists out here that. They're very egotistic. They have a large ego. And when you reach out and you want to work with another person, they shut you down. They make you seem like you're not good enough to work with them. You know, and I feel like the only way that we could actually grow out here, especially in the local scene or the community of South or Central Florida, man, we got to show love to each other. We can't knock each other's hustle down. The same way that I have a dream is the same way you have a dream for yourself. And I'm not somebody, you know, more or less, and you're not somebody more or less than I am to knock me off my hustle. You know, the only way to grow as a community is if we extend each other's hands and we help each other grow with love, not hate. Love is the way to go.
It's the only way, bro. The only way. The problem is that a lot of people have a twisted definition of love, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm a big definition person. Like, I'll check out a definition straight up. Yeah. Like I told you, I studied the definition of passion for like 4 years.
Yeah.
I interviewed people that were dying, people that have died. I've recorded them. I have their voices with their messages before they died. I mean, I've did some interviews, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very deep stuff. Stuff that will make anybody move, bro. If you don't, you need a defibrillator. You're dead.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, man, it's you learn a lot. You learn a lot in that process. But love is the only way. It's a good definition. I recommend people not only to check out the definition of passion, but to check out the definition of hustle, to check out the definition of grind, hard work, all these words, bro, that we use. And if they're true to the meaning, social media will expose it if you simply take action. Because, like, for me, like, I can say I don't care about how many followers I have, but that's bullshit. I want to have 15 million followers.
Of course.
You know?
Everybody.
So yeah. I don't want to say no. People are like, what do you want? People ask me locally, specifically, locally. They're like, what do you want, bro? Like, why do you want to come feature my business? Because they take it personal. Like you said, whether it's a creative or a business owner, same thing. It's their baby. Yeah. Right, it's their baby, so because it's their baby, they don't want people to touch their baby because you might have germs, whatever. You need to wash your hands, whatever. You're stranger danger, whatever it is. But it's not about that. With the local business owners, people don't care what you have to say unless they believe that you love them.
Okay.
So people need to believe that in their head. And if that hasn't taken place, you're pissing in the wind, bro.
Man.
So it's up to me, not James, not Darwin Fiedora, you know, from Fresh or Fresh, Get Well Out podcast, not Christian Portilla, Meet Them Mondays, Rome Free Rights, none of these awesome people, bro. I can't blame anybody else other than me. When I don't take action and I go out there in today's day in 2019 and use a device to document the journey as we go, I miss out on a lot of stuff, you know? So no, man, I think that's the key is for me to nourish those relationships. I learned that early on that, hey, this is going to be relational. This is going to be my entire life until I take my last breath. If I'm in, I'm in. If I'm not, I'm not. And I decided to be in. So, okay, people are like, what's your motivation? Well, my motivation is to buy the Miami Dolphins. Like, straight up, I'm going to buy the Miami Dolphins with the $5 my dad left Cuba with.
Why?
Legacy. Because those $5 my dad left, as soon as I went ahead and I decided to start Jerena Media, I'm not incorporated. I just decided to start a handle. Anybody could steal my handle. Please take Jerena Media because it's me. You know, you can take Jerena Media. Take it. You know, you know, who wants to take that? You know what I'm saying? That's what branding's all about. And then branding's all about relationship. People ain't going to buy nothing that I have to sell.
Yeah.
Unless they admire me. They're not going to admire me unless they've received value from me. Period. You know, why did I reach out to James Lance? Because Darwin Fiedora interviewed you? No, if I would have done that, that would be twisted. Actually.
Yeah.
in my opinion, I believe that would be twisted. If I'm reaching out to you because I see passion, which is my thing, then I believe, hey, I'm cool. You know, yeah. My motivation's cool. Yerena Media, when I started Yerena Media, the moment I started that handle, if you Google my first name, Asbel, A-S-B-E-L, Yerena,
mm-hmm.
you'll see my driveway.
Okay.
I'm wide open. I'm wide open with this thing. Because I wanted Las Crónicas of the Green Chair web series to be personal. I wanted it to be relational. What? Dude, like I sent a message out to DJ Khaled earlier. Hey, bro, don't forget the rug, the carpet. You know, we the best carpet that he puts in front of the Learjet.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking that, bro. I said, hey, bro, send that thing to me so I can put it out here in the set.
Yeah.
I'll keep asking him, dude. If he never responds to me, that's cool. I'm having fun, bro. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, I'll send a message to Gary V or a voice message. Hey, bro, check this out, bro. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you got to shoot your shot, man. You never know.
I don't do it to shoot the shot. I do it kind of like an inspiration thing. If it hits me, like earlier, somebody replied to a post. It was actually Christian Portilla. She replied, you know, Roam Free Rights. I see it. And she's like, oh, man, I would have loved to have gone to that beach cleanup. And it's Lifestyle Miami. Check them out. There's a beach cleanup next Saturday. So on the 20th.
Yeah.
I just posted on that. And there's Daniela Nicole. So mm-hmm. D-A-N-I-A-L-A, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E is her handle. That's her name. She's the co-founder of Lifestyle Miami.
Yeah.
And you can go to her bio, her link, and there's a sign-up sheet. And there's Tank Brewing Company. There's Lifestyle Miami. There is a radio station, 93.6, I believe. There's a bunch of people, man, really getting together, collaborating. I believe it's a second beach cleanup.
Yeah,
and dude, I think they picked up like 1,400 pounds of trash thus far.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And that's my. That's just the beaches. I think the last time they went to Grandin Park. This time around, you'll see it on the post. All the information is there. Really cool, man. So I mean, it's like, and I put it out there, man. I put it out there, and. So when I talk to people, man, I'm just simply trying to feature your passion. But, bro, I think we all learn from this episode tonight is even the local business owners. I used to get hot, bro. There's a couple of people that I've actually gone and I've gone back in recently. And mm-hmm. I've gone in with my son and I was like, hey, bro, how's it going? Much love, bro, you know. Because the last time that I went in there hard, bro. I went in there kicking doors. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because my head was in the wrong place. I was still trying to give with expectation. So when we give without expectation, I don't try to sell the social media space, the opportunity that I believe in that's here right now. Like Gary, he's putting it out there. I'm not Gary. I'm putting Gary's thesis into action and putting my name on the thesis that I know that works.
Correct.
I'm buying the Dolphins for $5. That's what I started up with. I got a long way to go, bro. And I want to buy the Dolphins, and I want to play the New York Jets when Gary buys them, and I want to win a couple of Super Bowls and beat the Jets, and that's it.
Yeah, man.
Now, I don't have to buy the Miami Dolphins, bro. I really don't. I really don't need to buy the Miami Dolphins at all. It would be cool. It will be cool. Super cool.
Yes, sir.
But that's my motivation. That's, you know, that's what keeps me, you know, going. When people ask me, what do you want? I tell them your attention.
Of course.
And that's what I want is your attention. I want your attention. So if you hit people straight and you understand that when people hit you up with negativity, hate, anything like that that's unhealthy, know that it's coming from a place of insecurity. And you just got to feel sad for him, bro. At that point, you got to feel sad for him, and that's it. And that's it. Much love, bro. Much love and respect. I suck. You got it. We'll see. You know?
Yeah.
In your head, you're going to hear that voice, we'll see. And when you hear we'll see, that's ego talking. When you hear we'll see, that's your ego.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
The ego's not is going to sell you out, bro. The ego's going to sell you out because it's not coming from a place of humility. You got to come from a place of humility, so you got to defuse.
Of course.
You got to defuse. So, you know, you got to get your head straight. Your perspective's got to get aligned again. That yin and that yang, bro, you know, that balance. You got to have, you know, there's some truth to that, you know. There's, you know, the everything in measure. You're made out of, what, 70% plus water? If you drink too much water, you die.
You yeah. Know?
So, you know, it's about balance as well. So I think you got a good balance, bro. You're going to be successful, man. You're going to be successful.
Thank you.
And you got to understand that the success is going to come on a daily basis as well. Think about this. The success will come on a daily basis because you're going to see the result. The result of investment, the ROI, is happiness. If you don't have happiness, then you're not successful.
Correct. That's absolutely right, yeah. You got to be happy in order to be successful.
Now, I'll tell you what, bro. The 15 million followers would be cool because you understand what comes with that. You think. But we don't know what it is to live in the 15.9 million followers that DJ Khaled has on IG. You don't know what that takes. We really don't. I don't. You know, I don't know what it takes for Gary Vee. So, you know, two of the things that I keep for me in my head that I want to kill, I'm publicly declaring it. I want to kill two things. Law enforcement, be aware. Okay? Two things. Entitlement and judgment.
Of course.
And my own life. And in the life of anybody else who's willing to listen and to just simply come to that place of truth by exposing their passion. Everybody's got passion. Your passion's music. Your passion's writing. Tomorrow might be acting, dude. It might be wrestling in 2 years. Look at The Rock. I mean,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, I was talking to a bunch of guys from Billy Corbin's new film, Rocket Tour Films. You got to see this movie, bro. Magic City Hustle.
Okay.
If you haven't seen it, you could get it for $5. But it tells a very good story about a recent hustle. Miami's been built on a hustle, the whole thing. And it continues to be a hustle. You know? Billy Corbin was talking about it on an interview on YouTube a while back that he did. And truly, it's, you know, Florida is like a big Ponzi scheme, dude. That's what keeps this whole thing going.
Gotcha.
You know, it's crazy, but it's true. You know, it's just nuts. But yeah, this movie, it exposes this hustle. And, you know, Flagler Dog Track, well, that now is Magic City Casino. Mm-hmm. And they went from the dog racing to now they got the casino, they got Hyaline. So I've been talking to a lot of people from that movie because I want to feature as many people as I can from that film.
Of course.
To include Billy Corbin, Alfred Spellman, David Sipkin, and I'm dying to meet those guys, and not literally, but I really want to meet these guys desperately, and I'm actually pursuing an internship, man. We'll see where the door opens, whether it's Rocket Tour Films or anybody. But I really love their flow, man. I love their flow. And just learning, documenting the process as well, just like you, bro. James, bro, listen, man. I don't want to take too much of your time. I want to go ahead and edit the podcast and then bring in your music and bring all that stuff together, man.
Gotcha. No, no.
Hey,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, brother. It was awesome. Thank you. And you already know, James Lance. It's easy to find him. He's on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes, sir.
He's got an intro that he's got out. He's working on. And
yeah, I got a couple singles out. I got at least a good 10 songs out. They could check it out on Apple Music, Spotify, you know, hopefully soon Pandora, but on YouTube right now is the main platform that I'm focusing on, you know, with the music. So they could check me out there too.
That's awesome, man. And let me ask you this, man, because I wanna bring you value as well, not only with episode 5 of the Ask Café Llerena show. No, that's not it. The Café Llerena audio experience. No, tampoco. We got a lot of stuff going on. So as we try to speak and communicate, we can't expect everybody to grab that. So I found that, hey, how could I simplify stuff? It's real simple, man. You know, James Lance. That's real simple.
Yeah.
People can't screw that up, because just think As Bell, one S, one L. As Bell, Llerena is two L's, L-L-E-R-E-N-A. You understand the value of branding. You're true to yourself. You're true to your name. You're putting out that passion. You're giving back to the community. You're giving without expecting, and you're learning, bro. And you're recording that. And you're going to see, bro. You're going to see it's going to be so cool, man, to see where this whole thing's going to go. But I really want to know from you, as an artist, how could I feature you? How could I bring you the most value as an artist other than featuring you on a podcast? Because everybody, I'm assuming other people are going to hit you up with a podcast idea. Because recently I talked to somebody and they do a lot of stuff. And there's somebody who want to do a movie. They need to document their story. Like, their story is 50 years in the making.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, 50 years in the making. Practically in a nutshell, his name is Rick Naya. N-A-Y-A. He's got a story that needs to be documented. And I'm trying to see if I can connect him with Billy Corbin, Rocket Tour Films. Really, I would love to see that come together, because I believe that that story is going to be awesome. But, you know, I know somebody who's done a movie, Tangerine, on an iPhone 5 as well, Sean Baker. And that won a film festival. And the next thing you know, he did another movie up in Central Florida, up here, called The Florida Project. And that was recorded in Kissimmee, but he did that on 35 millimeter film. Yeah. But dude, anything's possible. And I'm excited to see how I can work not only with you, but with other artists, and bring back not only in the shows, like, you live in Dade. I live in Osceola County. So I live in Osceola. We're 4.5 hours apart.
That's crazy.
But we're still grinding on Saturday night. You could be doing a lot of different things. You know, we're grinding. Other people are sleeping. We're sleeping. They're grinding life. So we're living life. We're documenting our stories. How could I bring you more value with the distance? With the distance, like, as an artist, what could I do? Obviously, I'm going to blast you everywhere in Central Florida.
Okay.
But that's my intention. Cause I got that promoter in me, bro. You know, I'm gonna put you everywhere. You know, because that's what I do. You know, if I believe in your dream, which I believe in anybody's dream. Which, by the way, we were talking about a young age group, and I've learned from young people by studying. I've been studying very quietly for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, what's the disconnect? There's a disconnect between age groups here, because I'm already considered an old fart at 44.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you have no idea. Like, I got 70 years on me. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can hit 110.
Yeah.
If you know, if I hit it, dude, with the way technology and medicine and everything, come on. you know, it's very possible. It can, it could happen. And then I'm like, man, so what's the disconnect? And it's like, a lot of people don't believe in other people's dreams. I believe in people's dreams right off the bat. Like, I give into your dream. You, like, you tell me, bro, you want to, okay. And then how could I bring you value? Well, I know where opportunity is, and I know where the attention is. That's social media. So let's bring all that together. How could I bring you that value up here? Because you got 10 singles.
Yeah.
You got an intro. So an intro and a single are two different things. Educate a brother, because I'm ignorant when it comes to music.
Well, the name of the song is intro. It's not really an introduction. I mean, it's an introduction to the tape, but it's called intro. Yeah.
Intro. Gotcha. And then you got 10 singles.
No, not yet. I got 10 other singles, which is, you know, mix of reggaeton and rap.
And rap. And that's where you're at right now with those two genres.
Correct.
Gotcha, bro. That's awesome, man. And over there, man, I'll tell you, there's so much opportunity, because while I was there in South Florida, I was getting tripped over with creatives. Just being in Calle Ocho, I was meeting with a friend of mine, Sway Molina. He's an actor, awesome dude. We met and in person and at his studio, and awesome dude. And from there, that's when I went to the party with Christian Portilla for the second year anniversary of Meet Them Mondays. And I did all that stuff that we talked about. I did that in 2 days, 3 days. I connected all those dots with all those people in those 3 days, but I put a lot of effort and time to pursuing those relationships because I valued those relationships. I was like, man, like these people, like I believe in their dreams. I love seeing what they're doing. And intuitively, it seems right to me. And right. I just invested and I invested and they've invested in me, and that relationship has grown. And dude, it's crazy. Cause I just literally, I'll sit there and I'll listen to Guerrilla podcast, not all the time, but I'll listen to it. Sometimes I'll see IG, you know, cause I'm creating, or I'll get on Meet Them Mondays. Like I saw the episode of La Brujitas, and I was like, man, I need to reach out to those ladies, because I'm really interested by their journeys and everything that's going down. So I'm trying to reach out to them as well. Mm-hmm. And it's just setting up, but man, I'm just tapping into probably every single relationship that I've connected with thus far. And it's beautiful, bro. I love it. I love the process. I know that you're going to be successful, bro. My mission is to really bring and connect the dots between South Florida and Central Florida with Las Crónicas of the Green Chair web series. With the Ask a Joyerena show, there's no geographical boundaries or no boundaries on the topic. I'm still covering passion and culture, though. With no reservations. We could be talking about Santeria one day. We could be talking about Judaism another. We could be talking about vegan culture another. I don't care.
Yeah.
No reservations. And then $5 flip is going to garage sales, the hustle flipping. That's what's feeding the money funnel to buy mics and to buy whatever little techie gizmos I need to buy. But am I a techie person? No, I'm not. I'm not a techie person. Like, I don't get off. I know guys that I'm actually interviewing with that are techie people. They study, like, voice recorders and stuff. And,
yeah.
And dude, that's cool. I respect sound tech, no doubt about it. But I'm not a sound tech, dude. Like, I like to put people.
Yo, as Bell, sorry to interrupt you, man. I actually got to start getting my things together, start heading out to the studio.
Dale, papa. Listen, it was awesome, dude, talking to you, man. But we'll get together, man. I'm going to blast you. I didn't know that you were going ahead and going out to the studio.
Nah, it's all good. It's all but good, I'm gonna, man. I'm gonna grab, it was a pleasure being, bro. You know, on your podcast, man. And thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for reaching out.
I really appreciate
that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. We'll be working together. You'll see. We'll put this thing out, and I'll be reaching out to you. And let's
get some more work together. Let me know. Just DM me, man. You got my number.
Hey fam, Thank you for listening to the Abel Llerena audio experience. We just heard from James Lance. Love this guy. You can check him out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to check out his singles. And may you have the best day ever. Love you. Peace.